call it the ultimate summer reading list. The Library of Congress has announced its list of the 88 books that shaped America, from Benjamin Franklin's Experiments and Observations on Electricity to the late Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, and from The Scarlet Letter to The Cat in the Hat. The Library of Congress says they aren't literary critics, and this isn't a best-of list. It's a selection of books that have contributed to the American identity over the years. And we want to hear from you. What else would you add to it? One listener texted a couple good suggestions. As I Lay Dying from William Faulkner and Look Homeward, Angel from Thomas Wolfe. And joining us now is Kenneth C. Davis, who says he's read more than half of this list, the author of Don't Know Much About History and the forthcoming Don't Know Much About American Presidents. Ken, thanks for joining us.
This is so much fun, Celeste. Thanks for having me. This is a subject near and dear to my heart.
Right. So what is the concept behind, what is the criteria for a book that shapes America?
Well, I think that looking at the list, and I haven't checked the Library of Congress exhibit, that's what this is right now, an exhibit that's up through September 29th at the Thomas Jefferson Building in Washington. These are books that not just we like or are literary criticism, but that influenced us as a nation. Books in a sense that got into the language, shaped who we are or reflected who we are, books of consequence. And I think it's a terrific idea, and obviously, like everyone else, I'm looking at the list and saying, yeah, that belongs there. But there are some misses, I think.
And what are the misses then? There's Stephen King isn't there, no John Updike. Maya Angelou's not on there. And Nancy Drew, I read a ton of those books, is not on this list.
I think Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys could certainly be on this list. But my number one miss is Hiroshima by John Hersey, the most important book about the most important event in the 20th century, in essence, the dropping of the atomic bomb. Along those lines, Profiles in Courage by John F. Kennedy, a book that got into the language and certainly added to the Kennedy mystique. Going back a little bit further in time, William Bradford's Plymouth Plantation, the book that was essentially the first book of history about the American experience here in the United States. And at the other end of the New England extreme, Peyton Place, another book that really entered the language, changed the way we looked at sex in the suburbs in America.
Although if they continue to add books that really held an important place, this list could be never-ending, right, Ken?
That's true, and I'll throw in a couple of others just for interest's sake, a little more obscure. Washington by Parson Weems, the book that introduced the cherry tree story. That was so much a part of the American character for so long. There's no what I would call conservative book. How about Buckley's God and Man at Yale? A very important book also, Influence of Sea Power Upon History by Alfred Mahan, which really influenced not only Americans to build worldwide navies, but was a book that reached around the world, but certainly influenced Teddy Roosevelt as president to go out and build the Great White Fleet. Edith Hamilton's Mythology.
Well, there you go. The Kenneth C. Davis, we could keep going all day long. In fact, that would probably be a great conversation. Author of the Don't Know Much About History series and the forthcoming book, Don't Know Much About American Presidents. He's adding his list of what books shaped America. The Library of Congress, as you heard, has an exhibit of 88 titles that they've chosen. We want you to add to that list as well. One listener texts, the autobiography of Malcolm X belongs on that list. Also, Alex Haley's Roots, that's a suggestion from another listener. Give us your suggestions by text, or you can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.